Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Wherever you are around the world, welcome to it, the Marty Shergold Show podcast.
This is fun.
Yeah.
This is always fun.
It sure is.
Full show dump drops about mid-morning.
Yeah, it does. In our part of the world.
In our part of the world.
But it might be, you know, Monday night.
Of course.
Where you are.
I never thought of that.
If you're in the UK, perhaps. Yeah, and we do have listeners who get in touch with us from all over the world, don't we, Will?
All over the world, including this one from Graham. Hi, guys. Listen to this Monday morning podcast asking about...
Will.
Are you okay?
Absolute brain bleed.
What's
it's
happened
just,
to you?
You're
normally better than that.
I know. I try and change the tense
on
the fly. And it just, listen to this Monday morning podcast about making mistakes in a new job. My dad got me a job working for a local bus company as a greaser. I didn't have a driving license, but still got the job. On the first day, the guy I worked with asked me to reverse the bus off the inspection pit. I thought it was in reverse gear. It forward, hitting a spike and smashing the windscreen.
Oh.
A few weeks later, I had driving lessons. On the day I passed, I parking the bus. You can see why I'm struggling.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
my foot seems as though Graham is a simpleton.
It's
just a missed a couple of words.
I was parking the bus. My foot slipped off the brake pedal and ploughed into the two other buses, causing £2,000 worth of damage. Tell Marty I typed this slowly so he could understand me, as I'm from Scotland.
Not slow enough, mate.
Love the show. Say hi to Lauren, Alex, Troy, Will and DC. Thanks. Graham Adams from Aberdeen.
Oh, good on you, Graham.
Very good.
Well done, Graham.
Just reread comment. I've missed some words. Sorry.
He knew what he'd done.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shergold Show. Here it is from Triple M.
Marty Shergold, now on Triple M.
Another chilly start for us this morning. 4 degrees.
Ooh, it was 4 degrees yesterday,
it
Troy.
Was, I know.
God, yeah. I trotted out to the car this morning.
Beautiful day, though, yesterday afternoon, wasn't
it? Wasn't it?
Shortest day of the year's done, too.
Done.
Yeah.
It's just longer days from now until we get daylight saving back in...
October,
yeah. I always have a look and work out the exact date because I look forward to it so much.
Do you want me to find out?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
How are you, Matthew?
Really great, thanks.
Any exciting updates from you overnight?
No. I'm excited about today's Drop the Needle.
Are you? Yeah. Oh, okay. What about, how are you, Loz?
Good, and the 3rd of October.
3rd of October.
Oh, not long to go.
Really not that long.
No. Usually that's the NRL Grand Final weekend.
Around then, yeah.
How are you, Will?
I'm good.
Good? Yeah. Happy?
Yep.
Love and life?
Love and life.
Love and life. Alex?
Hello.
Anything to report?
Not too much. Back's getting better.
Okay.
Back's getting better. Yeah.
You pulled it out on the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I
just
don't know how.
Hanging
now
out
I'm
the
on
washing.
The Voltarens.
Oh, are you? I don't mind a Voltaren every now and then.
That was my first experience yesterday. Thank you, Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, they're good people, great. Chemist Warehouse.
Mario.
DC, how are your fingers?
Oh yeah.
Wiggling.
Particularly shiny this morning.
Did you see that?
I did.
The way he waved those fingers at me.
It glistened.
I'm going to get jazz HR hands. Involved.
Uh-oh.
That is not right.
Top six at six.
Here we go. Ooh, number one on the top six at six this morning. Just the headlines get you through the day. Samuel Johnson's been hit by a car, but he's recovering in hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
His sister posted that on Facebook.
Yep.
And we don't have a lot more detail.
No.
No, she said that he is, like, conscious, speaking. He's okay.
Good.
Number two, secrets spilt as Australia reacts to Barnaby Joyce's leadership return. Barnaby's back.
Yeah. He's been out of it for a few years, hasn't he?
Reckons he's a different man now. He'd need to be, wouldn't
he?
He had a couple of curly issues chasing him around there for a while, old Barnaby.
A few things he needed to sort out.
Sure did.
No doubt.
Number three, Bindi Irwin's taking a break from social media after slamming grandfather Bob Irwin. We're going to talk about this later.
Yeah.
What's going on at the Irwin camp?
A bit going on there by the sound of it.
There always is, whether it's Bob and his haircut or older Bob and his sunglasses.
Yes.
Or Bindi and Chandler.
No.
Terry.
It's a bit of a mess.
Terry discuss.
We will.
We will later on.
Sure.
After seven.
Let's dig a little deeper into Terry. The big cougar.
Maybe even before.
Number four, Ringwood MP Dustin. How are we saying that?
Apparently it's horse.
Horse?
Well,
how could it be horse?
Do you want me to listen?
Alex's
horse. Horsey.
Has been named as the MP accused of having a session in his parliamentary office.
It's more of a house.
House.
Oh, yeah, that works.
Ringwood.
Mm.
Mm. It's a bit of a sexy spot, Ringwood.
Classic Ringwood.
In Melbourne's east.
Ringwood.
Leafy Marooned
Ringwood.
Highway.
Yeah.
Can get very confusing.
Eastland.
Eastland. Yes.
I used to do stand-up out there in the early 90s at a place called the construction site. It was a hellhole.
What's the nightclub out there? Daisies? These have daisies.
Oh, used to, there's been a couple.
Juice. There was one called Juice.
Yeah, Juice was
the
out there.
Yeah. Orange Whip.
Orange Whip.
Yeah. And, yeah, Daisies is out there as well. I'm not sure if that's still Ringwood.
Orange Whip.
Further out.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Frightening joint, Ringwood.
Matt knows Ringwood well.
We're up in Mitcham next
there
door.
There you go.
Two up the road. You and Dave O'Neill. Number five, Natalie Imbruglia comments on departure.
Imbruglia.
I say Imbruglia.
I think you can hit the G a little harder.
Imbruglia.
Imbruglia.
Comments on departure of Sony Music boss and says she hopes the music and acting industries have changed since the days she was auditioning in bikinis.
Oh, okay.
In Brooks.
Mm.
I met Natalie Imbruglia one night.
Is she lovely?
She is a lovely
She
woman.
Was, and she was tiny.
Mm.
Like tiny, tiny.
Mm.
Number six, Usain Bolt announces he secretly welcomed twins called Saint Leo and Thunder.
Thunderbolt.
Thunderbolt.
Good name.
That's great. What's on the
back page? Swanny Way is still sitting on the couch. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
The wide world of Will is how we're going to badge it now. Just to give it a handle.
That's right.
Something fun to talk about.
He's a bit flustered.
Morning.
You obviously didn't realise you were about to talk.
Didn't check the run sheet.
You're flapping around Matthew.
That was
Matt-esque. Very flappy.
Obviously, that was Matt-esque.
The Adairs catalogue just arrived in his inbox.
God, I was loving just before. So Melbourne risks having its second A-League grand final in as many years hijacked by Sydney if we can't get a crowd that satisfies the A-League for this weekend.
Well, we're not going to be able to get a crowd for this weekend.
They want 50% at Amy Park, which would be 14,000 to 15,000 or so.
So it's Tuesday. When do they normally announce that stuff? Thursday.
They are having the conversations tonight with the Victorian state government.
Mm-hmm.
And fingers crossed that Melbourne City will be able to play at home because they've earned it. They won the Premier's Plate, finished top of the table. And it would be a nice way to cap their season, and it would be nice for their fans to be able to see it because...
Absolutely. It's all about the fans.
It's been a very devastating couple of years. They're playing Sydney, who have been successful over the last few years.
Mm.
Bankwest Stadium in Parramatta would have a full 30,000, so that would be the likely alternative for that. Melbourne United in the NBL play the Perth Wildcats in Game 3 of the NBL Final Series at John Cain Arena, and they've got a similar conundrum. So it looks like they might only get 20% for their potential series-ending game.
Because they're two up in the best of five.
Yep. And in the AFL as well, 20 to 30% is the likely amount. Four games in Melbourne this weekend, including the Essendon-Melbourne clash at the MCG. It's a massive game.
Yeah.
And it'd be disappointing if we could only get 20,000 there. Hopefully it gets up closer to 30 to 40. We're going to see throughout the week.
I just can't see how that's going to happen, given our government's track record.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe it will.
They're very hesitant at reopening, so they've shown in the past.
Mm.
Interestingly, spectator limit for the Olympic Games has been set at 50% of venue capacity.
Well, this is ludicrous. What? I can't believe any of it's even happening.
I thought they weren't doing spectators.
Up to a maximum of 10,000 people per venue, which
is... In Japan.
That's what the official Olympic statement read. I looked up a Japan 7-day rolling average of COVID is 1,500 new cases a day.
A day.
As of today.
Wow. 1,500 a day.
And 32 days to go before the Olympics begin.
So
are we going?
We're going to OB from there?
Road trip.
No. We should have gone to Tokyo for an OB. That would have been fun.
They did have it under control for a while.
I know. That's why it's so disappointing for Tokyo. They had it absolutely clamped down.
And then look what happened.
And then it just comes back.
Mm.
Very disappointing because they would have put on an absolute belter of an Olympics.
Oh, so, yeah.
I was supposed to go there in this break last year.
Mm. Mm.
We had it all booked as a family holiday.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't in the diving?
No. The sprints, maybe. Yeah,
I was going to do the half marathon.
The steeplechase in your leather pants.
The water jump.
In the NBA finals, a very disappointing performance by Australia's Ben Simmons for the Philadelphia 76ers.
They have turned on this bloke.
They really have. They the really whole organisation.
Including the coach.
Yeah. I've never seen a professional sporting environment turn on one player.
Why are they doing this to him? They're really bullying him out of that team.
He was very disappointing. And when you break down his fourth quarter statistics in the most recent seven-game series against Atlanta, he didn't really perform anywhere near the level of someone who was getting as many minutes as him.
Mm.
And it got to the point where in the post-match press conference, the superstar Joel Embiid basically said the turning point was when Simmons didn't go for a shot that he thought he should have gone for.
Yeah, he could have made a dunk.
Yep, and it led to Atlanta going to the other end and scoring a quick 5 points.
He's lost his confidence.
And then Melbourne Demon Christian Petrarca, superstar, he then replied to a tweet saying, 8 turnovers twice in the series and wasn't clutch. Maybe look at your own game before you blame someone else. Bit rich and weak at Joel Embiid.
Mm.
And that's been jumped on by the AFL media trying to insert ourselves into a much bigger global sport. But obviously he's been a schoolboy friend of Christian Petrarca over the journey.
I thought you were going to say he's one of your mates, one of your
Facebook
friends.
Not one of my mates, no, I don't have anyone. Zach Stubbledycook still hasn't added me, so.
He has not?
Oh, no, Zach.
He's just sitting in limbo.
Stubbledycook has not added you.
No, not yet.
Right, we've got to next level this.
Here we go.
He's also quite, I imagine he's busy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's as well. But they're over now, aren't they, the swimming?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. They just finished in Adelaide.
Let it end.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Can we
just talk? But who do you want to just talk about, Marty?
The Irwins. What's happening in the Irwin family at the moment?
There's always a bit going on.
Isn't there? Bindi's announced she's taking a break from social media just over a day on from the conservationist daring explosive claims about her estranged grandfather, Bob.
Yeah.
Mm.
Bob has always been on the outer since Steve passed away, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It feels like Bob very quickly got punted out of Biwa and the Australia Zoo there. And he's never really sort of made his way back in. Bindi on Monday shared a quote to social media about how much strength it takes to pull yourself out of a dark place mentally and also thanked her followers for sharing and speaking your truth. Over the weekend, she posted a Facebook tribute to the three most incredible fathers in my life, my dad, my husband, and my father-in-law, because it was Father's Day in the US.
Mm.
When asked by a fan on Facebook why she hadn't included grandfather Bob Irwin, who is her late dad Steve's father, Bindi claimed he had caused her enormous pain.
Mm.
Unfortunately, my grandfather Bob has shown no interest in spending time with me or my family.
That's sad.
Yeah, that's the first crack in the Irwin wall I've seen for years.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are professional media operators.
Yeah, sure are.
If there's ever been anything disingenuous come out of the Irwins, it's everything they've ever said. DC, you still with me? I'm just warming up.
Strap yourself in.
I've never seen a family as well managed as those two kids.
Mm. It's a show 24/7.
It's relentless.
Yeah.
And I've met them a couple of times over the journey, and they are just
exhausting.
They're like a troubadour of travelling oil salesmen. They are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just on the back of the wagon selling snake oil. Other members of the famous clan have hit back at Bindi's claims with Bethany Wheeler. Now, how does she fit in?
She says she's the granddaughter of Bob
via
marriage of my father and my stepmother, Mother Mandy.
Right. Well, Bethany's described Bob as the most genuinely beautiful human on this planet and a man who sits silently and battles his demons alone in what is great sadness. Whew. Talk about ripping the Band-Aid off.
So Mandy is Steve Irwin's sister.
Mandy is Steve Irwin's sister.
So Bethany's dad married Steve Irwin's sister.
Sister, right. Well, she'd know Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wrote on Facebook that her sisters and brothers will happily back me up when I say that Bob Irwin is a passive and beautiful human and these lies need to stop. Ooh.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Terry won't be happy. The old cougar.
What, how will she react, you reckon?
Oh, she won't like it.
No.
She won't like it at all.
How's she fix this then? How
I think
she
Russell Crowe will need to get involved at some point.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
I wake up with Marty.
All right, if you registered for this, martyshigoldshow.com.au, we are about to put in a phone call and yes, you must answer within four rings. I wake up with Marty.
What happened yesterday? Sausage Legs won it.
Yes.
That's right. Sausage Legs, our old mate from many, many years who's been in touch with Lauren and I at various places over the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely man, Sausage Legs.
Thanks,
used to send
Luke.
Us photos on a Friday, remember, of his legs in spas and stuff.
Yeah.
He won it yesterday. He got the dressing gown and the slides.
Yes.
We can't have many of these left.
Yeah, one or two.
One or two.
Yeah.
Who we got today, Troy?
Matt in Watsonia. He has registered. Matt. Let's dial the number.
Four rings. I wake up with
the Martin. Person you are calling is not available.
Straight through the message. That doesn't happen often, does it?
I think that's when we used to get non-ringers. That's what would be happening.
Yeah, right.
That hasn't happened since Andrew and Macclesfield back for the dartboard.
Macclesfield. All right.
Well, Matt's missed out.
Try again tomorrow.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
June the 22nd today.
June the 22nd.
Yes.
1847. Cast your mind back. This is a bit of fun. The first ring donut was created. God, he must have high-fived himself,
I reckon.
Handsome Gregory. When he made the first donut. I love donuts. I love donuts. Oh, that bit of horn fun.
So good.
1979, Little Richard quits rock and roll for religious pursuits. There was a legendary story about him throwing his ring off the bridge or something many around that time when he found God.
Oh, really?
We might whack that in fact check.
Mm-hmm.
1984, Richard Branson's Virgin Atlantic Airways commences operations. 84.
Yeah.
And that's when he really was running the business. He still doesn't own much of it anymore, does he?
He still owns about half of it.
Does he?
Yeah. Sold his record company to finance it at one point. Virgin Records needed the money.
Yeah. 1996, Gary Ablett Sr. kicks his 1,000th career AFL goal. Round 12 versus Freer. How many did you end up kicking, Will?
Ooh.
Not many more.
Ooh. Wide world of Will.
We're always on the ball.
It's in the top five. Let's see. Geelong fans screaming at their radios. Yeah. He ended with 1,031.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Gary Beers from INXS. He's turning 64.
Oh.
Gary Beers. And Lara Worthington is turning 34.
So where the bloody hell are you?
34, happy birthday.
Oh no, she's so young.
That's on this day, June 22.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Hey, chance to win $4,000 with the saver thanks to MyState Bank coming up after 7:30.
That is a really great prize.
Massive prize. Jackpotted.
Thank you to MyState Bank.
Yeah.
Hey, Foo Fighters, we're back. Triple M's own Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Madison Square Garden, first concert in front of that size audience for a long time.
In New York.
And then, strangely, Dave Chappelle jumps up and does...
Radiohead.
Creep.
Creep.
Yeah, let's have a listen to it.
This doesn't make any sense.
You're so special.
Yeah.
But I'm a creep.
Band sounds good.
Yeah. What about the vocal?
I mean, if Dave Chappelle got up at a concert I was at, I'd be like, yeah!
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'd love it.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it's come about. I want to know what the conversation was.
Yeah.
Where did Apparently, they see each other?
He's performed it a few times, including once with Ed Sheeran.
What?
Oh. This is his party trick.
Wow.
Mine's sculling schooners.
This is Triple M.
Very different tricks.
Yeah, very. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
Labor MP named is the headline in front of me, and the question we're asking is, have you ever had a session at work?
Who's the black private?
Maybe the office was empty.
Or you thought it was empty. Don't go near the photocopy machine.
Maybe you've got an office. Offices are becoming quite rare.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do this in the open plan office.
No, you don't want to be trying to work, get it on in a corral.
No.
You know, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
But if you had your own office.
Yeah, maybe. Something you can close the door to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe lean a chair up under the handle if you didn't have a lock.
Yeah, right, okay, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sound like you've done this before, Marty.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail
here. Don't pretend we haven't done this before.
We obviously haven't.
No, I know. I know. Obviously, he's mucking around.
Am I?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my, people are going to think that.
No, they won't.
A Victorian Labor backbench has been named as the MP accused of having a session in his parliamentary office. Dirty bird. Mm-hmm. Under parliamentary privilege, Liberal MP James Newberry identified Ringwood MP Dustin Hulse.
Hulse.
Is that how we're saying it?
Hulse, yeah.
Hulse. Dusty Hulse.
Yeah.
It's a very dusty Hulse. You need a cleaner. I can organise a Brian for you. You have a very dusty Hulse.
This is might be a dusty workplace where this happened.
Yeah. So what's happened to you?
So just keep reading after the bowl. That's what you're up to.
It sparked a fiery exchange in the Public Accounts and Estimates Committee hearing with Chair Lizzie Blanthorn.
God, that sounds exciting, doesn't it?
It's a bit Blanthorn. And other members of the Labor majority delegation attempting to shut down questions. Committee member Pauline Richards said, "This is a workplace."
Yeah.
Mr. Newberry replied, "Indeed, that's my point. We know the member for Ringwood's been bonking in his office and I want an update on where that's up to." So this is all taking place.
All being discussed at a committee. Trying to hold back his feelings. Public Accounts and Estimates Committee, no less.
"Indeed, that's my point," says Mr. Newberry. He's been bonking in his office.
Allegedly.
Mr. Hulse was elected in November 2018, reclaiming the seat of Ringwood from the Liberals in Labor's landslide state election win. The young MP sits on the Integrity and Oversight Committee.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know. He's sitting on there for long, DC. Reckon that's one they might have to ease him out of. What's happening? What's happening with this guy? Where's he at?
Yeah, we don't know. I haven't got an update on where what he's up to.
But he's been identified by a Liberal bloke called James Newberry under parliamentary privilege.
Yeah, it's been discussed at a committee meeting yesterday.
He's 36.
He's 36, is he?
Yep.
That's quite young. Mr. Newberry laid it all on the line when he said, "We know the member for Ringwood's been bonking in his office and I want an update on where that's up to."
He's also married.
Is he?
Oh, really?
Oh, gee. Well, let's hope it was his wife.
Yes.
Adding layers to this.
There's always layers, mate. That's
sure
life.
Is.
There's always layers. You think you got to the bottom layer and then there's another one.
Like a babushka doll.
Like a babushka doll. Like Natalie and Brooklyn.
Absolutely.
She's the tiny one inside
the
Russian doll.
That's it.
Clint.
Oh, how good's the word bonking?
Oh, it's great, isn't it, Clint? You don't hear it enough.
You don't. So I used to bonk this chick at work when I was probably about 21. We used to go in the fire escape in the staircase.
Did you, you dirty birds?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm sure it was, Clint. What were you doing for a living?
It wasn't bonking, but we were in the construction industry and just working in the office, yeah. So we'd mix it up a bit.
Mix it up a bit. That's fun, isn't it? Just in the staircase.
Good on you, Clint. All right, let's go to Adam
Yeah, many years ago when I was in my late teens, I used to work the Swan Tires in Richmond.
Yeah.
The bosses went away on holidays and, yeah, it was pretty quiet. So my girlfriend came around at lunchtime and we had a bit of fun in the back room.
Oh, Adam. Mm. Is that girlfriend now your wife?
No.
Even better, am I right?
Oh, I don't know, but yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, nah.
What's she meant to say?
I like to just ring and say they used to pop birds at work.
That's what you asked for.
Well, this is one of the great finals.
You got something on Insta, Will?
We had another one from the construction industry. Mm. This is from Jack. A few years back, worked at a building company. Two supervisors would go into the empty houses and bang it out. Everyone knew it, and they knew we knew.
I love it when everyone knows.
Tim also said, had a few sessions last year. I'm a teacher. It was a teacher from another school. They were both doing remote learning. So I guess home was work.
Yeah. Well, you duck over for a bit of a...
bit of a loophole.
Midday session.
Yeah. Aaron, what about you? Session at work?
Yeah. I used to run a truck company. I used to cater super and used to have a round at the office every... now and again in the afternoons, because I was the only one there.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I was worried where that was going, but it seems okay.
it gets more fun, but I can't let it right
in. Yeah, no, you have
we can
time.
Fill in the gaps.
Yeah, we can imagine some stuff. I'm imagining some stuff now. Yes. There's a lot of moisturiser involved.
Shane.
Yeah, g'day, guys. I'm going to clean this up a little bit with all this
good.
Bonking and
Shane.
That sort of stuff. So, look, I was a young bloke in love at 21.
Yeah.
Ended up with a female boss. I was in... she was in the position of power. I was in the position of pretty much doing what I was told.
Yeah. How old? How much older was she?
About 6 years. So it wasn't...
it's not a disaster.
No, it's not. It's not. But, you know, it gets more interesting. She was married. We ended up blowing off Melbourne and heading up to Queensland. And we're still together today. No, I'm just joking. It lasted about a year. I just wanted to finish with one of those lovely stories.
Yeah,
I'm
still together. Nah,
good on Shane.
All that happened was she blew up her own family for a 20-year-old.
Marty Shegold, now on Triple M. Who's
gonna shave me? And for My State Bank, let's do the saver. Earn more by doing less with My State Bank bonus saver account.
This is great. Thank you to My State Bank. We're giving away $2,000 a day. Yesterday it didn't go off, so we've got $4,000 to give away this morning.
Yeah, jackpots every day we don't give it away.
And that is a proper prize.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Prize.
It's not a show bag. It's not a pair of slides or a dressing gown. It's $4,000.
$4,000.
Yeah, but they're one-of-a-kind slides. Yeah.
$4,000. It's a serious
don't
prize.
Talk massive. About our slides like that.
I mean, I'm not taking away from our slides.
Thank you.
But I am saying that the My State Bank bonus saver account prize is better than our slides.
It's an amazing
of course
prize.
It is, but yeah, I'd take the cash.
Slides are great.
I mean, I'd always take the cash.
Always.
So how this works is we have one contestant on the line who is Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
It's for $4,000, Michelle.
Yeah, no, it's a bit of money.
It is. if you get the question right, you take the full $4,000.
Yep.
If within 5 seconds you feel like you don't know the answer, you say, I want to use my saver. And then we go to Luke in Mernda. And then Luke gets an opportunity to answer the question. If Luke gets it right, you both get $2,000 each. If Luke gets it wrong, you both get nothing and it jackpots to $6,000 tomorrow.
Massive.
I mean,
it's huge.
$6,000.
And it should be noted as well that Luke is going to be distracted by Flappy Nat.
Yeah.
So that he can't hear the question.
That's right.
Flappy's clutching his pearls out there. Looking like an emu.
Luke is standing by.
Michelle.
Yes.
And if Michelle gives the wrong answer, that's it for everyone.
That's
too.
It for everyone. Yeah. Michelle gets it wrong, it's wrong.
Yeah. No pressure, Michelle.
You've got
ruin
two.
Ruin it for everyone.
Yes. Yeah, well, I've heard that about you, Michelle, but I didn't want to mention it. Two categories for you to choose from. You can choose the Seven Seas or the second category, Famous Voice.
Ooh, I'll go Famous Voice.
Ooh. Oh, will you, Michelle?
I will.
5 seconds goes pretty quick. That's all I'm going to say to you. If you don't know the answer, call for your saving. You can still win $2,000.
Yep.
Don't ruin this for everyone, Michelle.
Oh, saying that.
Famous voice. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts after the question.
Yep.
Nancy Cartwright is best known for voicing which animated television character?
Lisa Simpson.
I'm sorry, Michelle, it's Bart Simpson.
Oh, Michelle.
God,
what?
You were so close. I thought you'd nailed it.
Oh, she was...
Oh. Oh, poor old Luke, the saver sitting there.
Oh, my daughter's going to kill me.
She is. Luke, did you know who it was?
Let's get him back.
He hasn't heard it.
Luke, you haven't heard the question. If I said to you Nancy Cartwright is best known for voicing which animated television character, who would you have said?
Bart Simpson.
Oh, Michelle, you have ruined it for everyone.
Wow.
God. Good on you, Michelle.
$6,000 tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll jackpot it tomorrow and do it again around the same time.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Samuel Johnson's had an accident. What did I say? Samuel.
Samuel, yeah.
I made up a new name for Sam. Samuel Johnson is currently recovering in hospital after he was hit by a car. His eldest sister, Hildy?
Hildy, I think.
Informed his fans on the Love Your Sister account, which Johnson runs. I wish I didn't have to tell you this. Early Saturday night, Sam was on his way to visit family when he was accidentally hit by a car. Our ambos got him picked up and tucked away safely in hospital in record time. I followed them in. He's awake and not too happy that he doesn't have his pants. What's that bit about?
He's in a hospital gown?
Nobody loves a hospital gown.
No, he does? Yeah.
Hearing his voice is lovely, but can't wait for hugs when it's safe. I'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's hope that Sam's okay. He's a lovely man.
He sure is.
A lovely man.
And we are here thanks to Ream, installer Ream, Australia's favourite. If you are getting the winter chills, it's chilly, another chilly morning for us outside today. Mm. Ream has a comprehensive selection of storage and continuous flow options across gas, electric and solar.
Continuous flow.
Yeah.
Tick.
And they've been around for 80 years, so more than, in fact, 80 years, so they know what they're doing.
Very important to have continuous flow when you've been around that long.
Absolutely. No wonder Ream is Australia's favourite in hot water. Ask your plumber to install a Ream.
Not your dad.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast. It's a tale from the tabernacle.
Oh, we got another one.
We haven't done a tale from the tabernacle for ages.
It's been a while.
And this is not a very fun one.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you that because I was meant to tell you to read it earlier and then I forgot.
Okay. Mm. Well, you're having a funny show today.
Am I?
Yeah.
Is it because I'm in my pyjamas?
And your scarf?
Cop Tyler Beddoes was in for the shock of his lifetime when he and other officers arrived at an accident scene in March 2015. I don't like where this is
headed.
Where a car had overturned in a body of water.
Mm-hmm.
Does this get fun?
No, I told you it doesn't.
The cops went into the frigid water to approach the car and look for survivors. Gee, I hope this changes tack very shortly. That's when they all heard something incredible. Okay, this is good.
It gave me chills, this story. That's why I put it through.
Okay, this is good. We all heard an adult female voice, which was a calm voice saying, help me, help me.
Oh,
it's frightening, isn't it?
It sure is.
The voice really guided us to the car and gave us hope that whoever was calling out was alive.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Have you moved on to the next bullet point? You just read ahead, haven't you?
I asked Will and Matt if this is one that we should use.
Unfortunately, I've read ahead, DC, and it's not going to end as well as you would have hoped.
It does.
You've got the shock of your life.
When they reached the car, there was a woman who'd been deceased for 14 hours.
Yeah.
But here's the wonderful part. And this is why it was the female voice guiding the guys to the car.
Yeah.
There was an 18-month-old baby who was still alive in the back seat.
Wow.
And that mysterious voice helped save the baby. Holy hell.
That is extraordinary, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's extraordinary.
If that's not a miracle.
That's worthy of the tabernacle. I think
it's a tale from the tabernacle, without doubt.
It's a great entry.
I just wish I did warn you.
I wish you had
to fix your tone. I'm sorry.
I'll do the delivery.
Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Here's the sense of a couple of kangaroos getting it on. motorists were forced to slam on their brakes after a pair of frisky kangaroos started to get intimate in the middle of the road.
Where did this happen?
This happened in McLeod. Guys, in the get suburbs. A room, one woman commented. Surely not in the middle of the road. A little privacy, please. Where are all these people writing this on the Australian Native Wildlife Facebook page?
Oh, that's where it's from. Okay.
What a wonderful Facebook page that'd be.
Yeah. Passing time.
Kangaroos are often sighted on the streets of McLeod as they emerge from the nearby Gresswell Forest.
I saw a huge kangaroo in McLeod one day.
Did you?
Massive. Jumping out of a tennis court.
Oh.
Been having a hit.
Mixed doubles.
Well done, everyone.
It is the Marty Shigold Show.
I'm here if you need me.
Marty Shigold, now on Triple M.
It's Father's Day in the USA, and Jimmy Fallon's had a bit of fun. Jimmy, of course, doing one of the late night shows over there. Actually, it's the Tonight Show, not a late night show. And he asked people on Twitter for the best advice their dads had ever given them.
Yeah.
And that's what we're asking you. What was the best advice your dad ever gave you? And Jimmy has just rolled through a couple of the hits from Twitter on the weekend.
Yes.
They say when my car is making a strange sound, my dad tells me to turn the radio up louder.
That's actually really good advice.
Yeah, that's good advice.
He says always pay your car payment before your house payment. You can sleep in your car, but you can't drive your house to work.
Good point.
Really good advice.
Really good advice.
Yeah. He says my dad swore that constantly patting your belly was as good for you as sit-ups.
Not as good.
What does that mean? That you can get abs from patting your belly?
From patting them. Stomach gets bigger doing that.
Not allowed to date until you're married.
Until you're married.
Yeah, okay.
My dad once told me if you're a good enough driver, you'll never have to use your brakes.
Oh, well, that's ludicrous.
Terrible advice.
Don't think of it as the heat isn't working. Think of it as it's an opportunity to wear all your clothes at the same time.
Oh, my God. Dad used to just tell us constantly to put a jumper on.
Oh, yeah. If you complained it was too cold inside the house.
Put a jumper on.
Yeah.
That's all he'd ever say.
Don't have kids. I really don't understand why anyone wants to have kids.
Dad said
to his kid.
As a kid, my dad would tell us, his daughters, to finish our dinner because it would put hair on our chest.
Oh, right, okay.
Make any sense.
And this one?
They say, son, believe in yourself, because I don't.
What was the best advice your dad gave?
And we got quite a few calls here. Firstly, Nick.
Hey,
best
Nick.
Advice.
Hey, guy, Marty.
Never better, mate. What did your dad tell you?
Well, my old man's a Vietnam vet, and we grew up in a bushy area, Mount Eliza, years ago.
Yeah.
And he always told me, mate, when the Indonesians invade, you make sure you wait in the bush for them. You don't go looking for them.
Right.
Yep.
That was his tip. That was his
that
bit
was
of advice.
Big tip.
I had no idea where that was heading, Nick.
I was a bit worried about
it's just
that.
When you said the word the Indonesians that I really, my ass actually tightened. I could feel my sphincter, Matthew, tighten when you said the word Indonesians.
You weren't the only one.
But I liked it.
Barry, best advice your dad gave you.
G'day, guys. My dad always said to me, son, the one you knock back is the one you'll never get.
The one you knock back is the one you'll never get.
That's correct.
He's talking about the ladies, Barry.
Really? I thought it was beer.
What? So what is he's
so
saying
what
that
is
if
he
you
talking about
if the one you knock back is the one you'll never get. Never
so
get.
If you say no, I'm not interested, you're never going to get another chance. Is that what
that's
he's saying?
What I thought.
Yeah. Is that right, Barry?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
He was
okay.
Joking about the beer.
The beer was a joke.
Surprise me at rehearsals, Barry.
Thank you, Barry. I agree with that, Barry. Too.
One you knock back is the one you'll never get.
No second chances.
No. Yeah.
Oh.
You only ask.
Oh, that's from the female perspective. Yeah. Like if a bloke knocks you back, that is it.
Bye. All right then.
Ask once.
Onwards and upwards.
That's right.
Good attitude, mate.
Yeah, it is, Barry.
Good like that.
Another Barry.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Wonderful, Barry.
Yeah, my old man gave me a couple of bits of advice. The first one was never trust a bloke with two first names.
Yeah. Like Gary Beers.
something like that.
Mm.
And what was the other one? I never trust a bloke whose eyes were too close to together.
Oh, wow. Okay. Making it a physical thing.
It's body shaming.
Yeah, that is. What did you think about people who were bung-eyed, Barry?
We didn't know which eye to talk to, so he just didn't talk to them.
Oh,
wow.
Okay. Do you ever regret asking a question?
My hands are sweaty.
Almost every day. best advice your dad gave you, Andy.
Yeah, how you going, crew?
Never better, Andy.
That's good, mate. Yeah, the old man always said, listen, son, in this world, you get nothing for nothing.
It's so true.
Yeah.
It is so true. You'll get nothing for nothing.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't know what it means.
Good work. My sphincter is having a rough break.
I've never been so nervous in my life.
Tightening my seatbelt over here. Dave in Mitcham.
Yeah, how you going?
Hey, Dave.
This one's making me very nervous.
It's not the same person, by the way.
Is this all that?
What was the best bit of advice your dad gave you, Dave?
He always used to say to me, never look a man in the eye when he's eating a banana.
Oh, wow.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
We've got an Irish accent update. Two Australian women who suddenly developed Irish accents while recovering from different illnesses have burst into tears after finally meeting in real life. Angie Yen and Kate Bags. Kate. Is Kate coming?
Bring her around.
Have an extremely rare condition called foreign accent syndrome, which is a brain disorder triggered by psychological or neurological damage. We spoke about Angie earlier in this year. She's from Brisbane, and she woke up with an Irish accent after getting her tonsils removed.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before. I spent the whole day yesterday freaking out about why this is happening to me, and I went to the hospital and I also called my specialist and asked them why this is happening, and they couldn't provide any answers.
I mean, it's almost what are the chances, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kate, you don't like this story, do you? You don't like it at all? Kate, who was born and raised in Darwin, this is Kate Bags, is she coming to the party? who was born and raised in Darwin, began speaking in the foreign accent soon after suffering a rare form of migraine. So she had a migraine and Angie had her tonsils removed. Both women have felt alone and frustrated after getting blasted by strangers online who continually berate them for faking their accents for attention.
Yeah.
Which is a bit like what you're doing.
No, I'm not. I believe them.
When they finally met in Sydney last week, they broke down and cried.
Mm.
I'm so happy to see you. Two of us.
There is more of us, I promise. I really do promise.
Oh, you sound like me.
That's Irish sounds that like it's disappearing.
What don't you like about it?
You're bristling, Loz.
There's people that are suffering in the world.
I think it's a lovely story.
Do you?
Two ladies with Irish accents have found each other.
Yeah.
They found similar patterns in Kate and Angie's brains, but could not say whether they would ever regain their Australian accent. But I think there's something nice about an Irish accent.
I love an Irish accent.
Yeah. So do I.
I think it's my favourite of all the accents.
It's a very sweet accent, the Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a better accent than Irish?
Oh, I like a Spanish accent.
Oh, Barcelona.
You say you're Spanish.
Yes.
What's your mother's name? Oh, you're not Spanish.
Chorizo.
See?
Chorizo. That's better, isn't it?
No, you're rolling your eyes now.
I've been practicing for weeks.
I've been practicing.
Well, good luck, ladies.
Yeah.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
8:34, June 22nd.
Wonderful day.
Yeah.
Today is World Rainforest Day. We're allowed to play MJ?
MJ. Well, this song, I think we're allowed to play Earth Song, especially on World Rainforest Day.
Just makes sense. In 1874, on this day, the game of lawn tennis was introduced.
Baby, be the class clown.
Live Dolby from Troy.
There you go. Bit of live DC action here. Careful, DC, I'll take your job.
You get a wry smile out of it. 1969, Aretha Franklin is arrested in Detroit for creating a disturbance.
What was the disturbance that she was causing?
It's a good question. We might put that into fact check.
Singing too loud?
Well, she was a bit of a turd by all reports, so it could have been anything.
Well, I've heard that from Marty.
Yeah, that's the only...
It's not the great benchmark that I was hoping for.
Not the source you were after. 1981, John McEnroe's famous You Cannot Be Serious rant.
Yeah.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Wimbledon.
That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up. It was clearly in. How can you possibly call that out? That he's walking over. Everyone knows it's in the cold stadium. And you call it out? You got the absolute pitch of the world.
So good. He was the reason I watched tennis.
Yeah.
So whingy, though, his tone.
Yeah, he was a whinger.
How can you possibly call that out? Shut up.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
He was playing a guy called Tom Gullickson. What was his story, Will? I'm always intrigued by the bloke who's down the other end.
Here he is. So he won that in straight sets.
Over Tom.
And he was an American from Wisconsin. Who never made it further than the third round of any Grand Slam.
Right, okay. So he had a good career, but not a great career.
Number 34, highest ranking.
Bang, solid. 1984 on this day, The Karate Kid is released in cinemas.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand. Wax on, wax off.
Good advice.
Very good advice. Yeah. 86, the famous Hand of God goal scored by Diego Maradona in the quarterfinals of the 86 FIFA World Cup match between Argentina and England.
They're appealing for offside. The ball came back off the foot of Steve Hodge. And Maradona gives Argentina the lead. The England players protesting to the referee. But the little man who started it by walking past Glenn Hoddle, that's where the ball came from Hodge. Maradona had continued the run forward. And the goal is given. At what point was he offside? Or was it a use of the hand that England are complaining about?
Yes, it was.
And then later in that game, he scored what's called the goal of the century.
Yeah, that's right.
That running goal.
Beat about 18 blokes.
The same match. Controversial match.
Yeah, he was on fire. Birthdays today. Bruce McAvaney's turning 68.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, happy birthday.
And Judy Garland passed away on this day in 1969. Fred Astaire passed away in 87. God, he could dance, couldn't he?
You reckon. Well, there you go. That's on this day to June 22nd.
It's Tony's Little Quiz. Spotify for a white guy.
And we're doing this for AUSTRAC Campers. Built tough, built to last. Head to austrackcampers.com.au. It's our Spotify game.
How lovely to have AUSTRAC Campers on board in other news.
Yes track.
Being on board.
Track.
Yeah.
It's an absolute yes track from us. If you haven't heard this quiz, we've moved it into this slot of the show, especially for that reason.
Yeah.
Basically, Troy names a band. And then as a team, collectively, we have to decide which song of that band's would be the highest downloaded on Spotify.
Streamed.
Dom is our lifeline. Good morning, Dom.
Morning, team.
Dom, if we don't know it, mate, we're going to ask you for your help.
That sounds like a plan.
Do you feel like you've got a wonderful music knowledge, Dom?
I tend to bore my wife with my music knowledge, so I hope so.
Well, this could be good.
Good.
Yeah.
You're the right guy. No Googling, Tom. We just want honest
advice.
Dom
is his name.
My apologies. Dom from Tarnik.
Dom Martin.
I know. I merged the two together. Thank you, Dom.
You hang in there.
Here we go.
Dom, first one. All right. The most streamed Spotify song for Billy Joel.
Oh, that's tough.
Billy Joel. Damn. Would he start the fire?
Yeah, no, man. Piano right Man, up there. I think.
Start fire.
Piano Man, you said, Loz?
I think Piano Man.
You think Piano Man?
Yeah.
So we're liking Uptown Girl and Piano Man, aren't we? Dom, what do you think?
I would go Uptown Girl.
Oh, geez. Oh, Uptown Girl.
All right. I'm going to back Dom.
Okay.
I'm going to back Dom in.
Tom in Dunedin.
We're going
locking that in.
Uptown Girl.
It's Piano Man.
Oh! Yeah. You're Dom. Running out of chances, Dom.
At least he's not cheating.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good positive sign. Yeah. Was always going to be Piano Man. Yeah.
He was talking himself up as having good music.
Oh, I just wanted Dom to be involved.
Yeah. Good on you, Dom.
What's wrong?
Oh, yeah. No, I can see why, like, it, yeah.
They were always going to be tight. Were they tight?
400, yes, very much so. 486 million for Piano Man, 426 for Uptown Girl.
That is tight.
That was pretty tight.
Well, we banged out the top two.
It was a coin toss.
Yeah.
All right, Alanis Morissette.
Oh my God.
Can we play it after this?
Is it, Jack?
I think it's ironic.
It'll be ironic.
It'll be ironic.
Yeah. You ought to know.
You ought to know was massive.
But if you're going through a breakup.
And what's the one hand in my pocket? Is it called
ironic? Got this one. Oh, no, this has something else.
One hand in my pocket, yeah.
It'll be ironic, though.
What about
Dom, what do you think?
I'm back in the team in there.
Ironic, yeah.
Ironic?
Yeah, we're locking in ironic.
Yep, it is.
Got it. It's ironic. Right.
255 million streams on Spotify.
Nothing in that song is actually ironic.
No, that's
the irony of it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, all right. What are the scores there, Matty?
You're on one. You need another two to win.
There you go.
Well, dying in a plane crash if you're afraid of flying and that's the one time you finally get on a plane, that's quite ironic.
It's just disappointing.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's not angry with you. He's just
making a point.
He has a bit of an attitude.
Classic Will.
All right, Elton John for our Spotify
tough.
Game.
That's really tough.
Crocodile Rock would be
all
right.
Don't go breaking my heart, mate.
I think like your song or something.
Your song?
Your song.
I still think he has bigger than your song.
Saturday night's all right for fight.
Oh, what about I'm Still Standing?
Oh, gee, I reckon it's still that. Standing.
We're missing big ones. From
Yellow,
The Lion King.
Yellow Brick. The Lion
Circle
King.
Circle of Life.
Yeah.
Or, I know it's not.
What's the... You Can Feel It in the Air Tonight.
That's The Lion King.
Yeah.
Can You Feel the Love?
Can You Feel the Love, that's
Can
it.
You Feel the Love.
I don't think that is going to be his top one, but it'll be right up there.
Dom, what do you think?
I'm torn. Tiny Dancer's pretty big too.
Tiny Dancer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Candle in the Wind. Diana.
Candle in the Wind.
That'll go close.
Or Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer's a good chef from Dom.
What are we locking in here, guys?
It's Rocket Man.
No, I think it's going to be Tiny Dancer. I agree with Dom.
Really?
Or Candle...
I'm Candle in the Wind.
Most streamed...
You're the captain.
You're the captain, Marty.
We'll go Candle in the Wind.
Candle in the Wind. That is not right. It's Rocket Man.
I should have been the captain.
You are.
You were.
You are.
Should have been more of a captain.
All right, next.
So we've got one from three.
Yeah.
We have to get the next one right.
We have to get the next two right.
Or else Dom gets nothing.
Correct. Dom, no pressure for us,
he's done quite well.
Dom's been great. Mm. Wonderful.
Good on you, Dom. All right, next one. Where are we up to? Counting Crows.
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Got a bit.
Yellow Taxi. Is that...
Cover.
I'll be Yellow Taxi.
Like, we're just locking in. We're locking in Mr. Jones.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Not mucking around.
Yep.
You don't want to even discuss it. It could be Big Yellow. Okay, all right.
Do you want confirmation from Dom?
Yep.
What do you reckon, Dom?
I'm with Loz. I'm Big Yellow Taxi.
I'm not being swayed.
No, okay.
All right, Captain.
It's Mr. Jones.
Good time.
Lucky for you, Dom.
We needed that one.
Was it close?
Two, ready?
That's it. Was it close?
You just need the next one.
Was it close between Mr. Jones and the Yellow Taxi?
Mr. Jones was 429 million. Big Yellow Taxi, 100 million.
Yeah,
so no,
really?
Daylight between those.
Sorry, everyone.
That one from Shrek 2 might have been bigger.
Accidentally in love.
Yeah.
Accidentally in love.
All right, last one here. This is for REM.
And this is for Dom to get a $200 JB Hi-Fi voucher.
Yeah.
If we get it right.
Spotify.
A year's supply of Spotify.
Yeah, we're going to sort you out of that.
Everybody Hurts.
Losing My Religion or Everybody Hurts.
That's me in the corner. Losing My Religion.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so tough because this is...
It's one of them.
Shiny Happy People. Massive song.
I think it's Everybody Hurts.
Oh, what about our favourite? Night Swim.
I'm pretty sure it won't be that. Dom, what do you think?
It's a coin toss.
I'd have to go with Losing My Religion.
All right. Geez, well, Dom, because it's your 12 months of Spotify on the line. What do you think it is?
Oh, I think it's Everybody Hurts.
So do I.
The team captain.
You want to go? Dom to go for it.
No. What are you saying? Everybody hurts.
I'm saying Everybody Hurts.
We'll lock it in. Everybody Hurts.
Everybody Hurts.
Oh, no.
No, let's lock it the other one.
Lucy Myra.
No, no. No, we have to give it to Dom. He chose the winning one.
No way.
Yes,
no, but the rules are. That's not how the game works.
Team captain.
Dom, sorry, mate. You missed out.
But he picked the right one.
You played well.
It
doesn't matter.
It matters to me.
We'll send you a show bag, Dom.
Oh, Dom.
Your fault, Lauren.
Don't be weak now, mate.
But it's not Dom.
Dom knew what he was getting into.
Lauren and I might just chip in and...
Yeah, we'll just give him a voucher.
Going halves on it.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
There's been a really important statement made by an NFL footballer called Carl Nassib. Walk us through it, Will.
He is a defensive end for the Raiders,
yep.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
Who were LA Raiders.
Oakland.
Oakland Raiders.
Yes. That's and right. They he has come out as the first active, openly gay NFL player.
Good on him.
So there have been players in the past that have come out after their careers.
Post-career.
And there have been players that have been on lists before, but no... openly gay player has ever played a regular season game of NFL.
He's playing good footy, this bloke. He's 28 years old. He was a third round draft pick in the 2016 draft. Played with the Cleveland Browns and the Buccaneers.
Last year signed a 3-year, $25 million contract.
Jesus.
Las Vegas Raiders. So he's no part-timer.
Well, and he's also made a really generous donation to a group called the Trevor Project, which is a non-profit organisation that focuses on suicide prevention programs for LGBT youth. He gave them $100,000.
Yeah, and in the last half hour when it came out, this is what he posted on his Instagram.
What's up, people? I'm Carl Nassib. Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, good on him. Strong, positive stuff from Carl.
Absolutely.
Well
Thanks
done.
For the update from the wide world of Will.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Mistakes, Loz, what do you got for us?
Yes, two quick ones from yesterday's show.
Okay.
A lot of people have messaged us about our Suicide Squad chat from yesterday.
Director James Gunn, what's he? Who's he?
He does Guardians of the Galaxy and
Marvel
Suicide
ones.
Squad.
Gee, Suicide Squad was apparently awful.
Yeah, terrible.
We all piled on.
A lot of people got in touch. So Daniel Ayer directed Suicide Squad, and James Gunn has directed the sequel called The Suicide Squad.
Oh, that's a bit finicky.
Which is due out this year.
Right.
Right.
The original was a disaster. Who was the actor they cut out of it entirely?
It was Jared Leto.
It was too.
Oh, that's
as
right.
As the Joker.
Like, literally.
And he was on all the posters. He was what was billed for the whole movie and then...
cut him out of the whole thing.
Oh, his take on the Joker was awful.
Was it?
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not a big Jared Leto fan.
I liked him in Dallas Buyers Club. He was great in that.
Won the Oscar for that.
Yeah, right.
I actually saw him in a movie the other night, which I was really excited for this movie, and then it didn't live up to what I wanted it to be.
Mm.
It was Denzel and Rami Malek.
Oh, that's awful. The Little Things.
Little Things, yeah.
Yeah,
anyway.
Oh,
God.
It's like they were trying to... Anyway, whatever.
Movie chats.
Movie chats. Another one from yesterday for Troy.
Uh-oh.
James sent us an Instagram message. Troy, you said The Secret Life of Us is a 90s show.
Yeah.
It was released in 2001.
Oh, that's brutal.
It's all very confusing for me back then.
Feel like a lot.
A bit of a blur, wasn't it?
There was a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Little Richard Rings.
Yeah, Little Richard Rings. There's a story there, isn't there? He dropped him off the bridge when he found God.
Because in 1979, Little Richard quits rock and roll for religious pursuit. That was what we spoke about on this day.
Mm.
In a dramatic scene on a ferry in 1957.
Ferry.
So a different time.
Yeah.
He announced to his band he would give up show business to become a preacher. To prove he was serious, he threw his gold rings into the water from the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That's right. I knew there was a story.
Oh. And after that, he sort of went back to music, did all this, enrolled in religion class.
Yeah.
And then in 79, went off to... sell Bibles.
Oh, that's what he did.
And be a pastor,
Yeah, right.
On this day in 1969, Aretha Franklin is arrested in Detroit for creating a disturbance.
What'd she do?
She had been involved in a minor traffic accident in a parking lot. Two policemen had responded. She took offense at something or other. This is what they said. Swore at the officers and then tried to slap them.
Oh, see what I mean? I told you she was a turd.
She was placed under arrest and hauled off to the local police station where she posted $50 bail and was released. But on driving away from the station, she ran down a road sign.
Oh, she's bad news.
She's totally bad news.
Yeah. I don't like Aretha.
What's her name?
Aretha.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
This is the back end.
Ooh.
It's basically the end.
Excuse me.
Somebody's Marty toe. Marty Sheargold Show. That's...
Can you turn the heater
on? It's
so cold.
It's,
yeah.
I've never been so cold in a room in my life, other than when my mother's around.
Does she listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
She's not going to listen anymore.
I can feel cold air.
You, you sit under a vent, it's freezing over that side.
It's from the south-southwest.
Shivering. For the back end, I've got three little bon mots that I want to get to. Chris. Hey, guys, thanks for keeping me sane while I quarantine in Perth, pissing myself with laughter each morning. Fine, keeps my mind off thinking about a club sandwich or five. Thank you, Chris.
Have
over
a club,
Perth.
Mate. Relax.
Yeah.
This is one from Elise, and I hadn't considered this, but this is a point I want to raise. Mm. G'day, Martin, chimp, potato, flapper.
Chimp.
Potato?
Troy.
The potato.
The
father.
She's just done new ones. I love it.
Funny.
G'day, Martin, chimp, potato, flapper, 9-inch and fingers. Just wanted to send a quick thank you for the excellent banter. I'm a new mum with a 10-week-old.
Oh.
I live in Laylaw.
That's hard work, living in Laylaw.
Best part of her day is when she gets to walk around the neighbourhood with her new daughter.
Good.
There's been a recurring question that I want to address. Who is the puppet master? I would look in your own backyard, the international man of mystery himself, DC, the ultimate puppet master working behind the scenes. Love your work, team. Ellie.
Good on you, Ellie.
For people who don't really understand
the
footy,
puppet master.
The puppet master thing might go over their heads.
Yes. Well, the puppet master, there's been some suggestion, and we've certainly never confirmed it, although I believe Daisy Thomas, or was it Nick Riewoldt?
I think it was Nick Riewoldt.
Yeah, it was Rue.
May have confirmed that indeed the man making all the moves behind the scenes at Collingwood is none other than Eddie Murphy. Eddie McGuire. My apologies. I always get those names wrong.
But you're, of course, not saying that's the case.
That's
absolutely not saying that.
Just another loose end for the back end.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is from Chris.
That's where the best loose ends happen. Back end.
Absolutely.
We need to talk.
We're all using Metamucil.
Even though, this is from Chris, even though I laughed my head off at the hand flower comment from Marty after Loz said butthole cancer, I have no idea what the reference is. Please help so I can laugh even more.
It's if we laughed at that, it's ham.
It's ham flower.
Not hand.
What is your actual look like?
So picture a piece of ham.
Scrunched
in the shape
up.
Of a little tiny flower.
Yeah. Tiny little flower.
Just pretend it's spring.
And that's the warmer back end. Weather's arrived.
Wow.
Oh. All right, that's it. We'll
it's
chat
blooming.
To you tomorrow.
It's blooming.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Sheargold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.